Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This is the Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show, sponsored by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. You'll find them on Reagan Street, Sunbury. Good way to start the weekend, stopping at the beverage supermarket. Steve will be live from Lift for Life in just a few moments here on the Steve Jones Show. Sunbury Motors Studio on the road today at Lift for Life. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Routes 11 to 15 for the Kia dealership in Hummel's Wharf. And don't forget the toll-free line open again today, courtesy of Lenape Solar, powered by Lenape Solar, 1-800-795-9565. Again, that number, 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Lift for Life, where Steve is standing by with the mobile studio.
Absolutely. We're with the mobile studio, the Sunbury Motor Studios, on the road here. And don't forget, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket located on Market Street in Sunbury, or should be Reagan Street in Sunbury, Brewers Outlet. Well, we're here, Lift for Life. What the heck happened with Drew Brees?
I don't know, but I hear a breeze right now.
Well, it's because we're out. That's what happens when you're on the road, babe. You go on the road, for goodness sakes. Here, let me give you the idea of what's going on. They've already raised nearly $90,000. 81 different Penn State football players have donations. 37 of the 81 have raised better than $100. 19 of the 81 have raised better than $500. 9 of the 81 have raised better than $1,000. And 2 of the 81 have raised better than $10,000.
That's a nice little bit of money there.
Yeah, exactly. But that tells you they've raised almost $90,000. Remember, they have averaged $68,000 per year in the first 9 years of this event. $68,000 a year. They've raised almost $90,000, and they're still going. And if you want to help, you go to liftforlife.upliftingathletes.org. That's liftforlife.upliftingathletes.org. And also, we'd also like to remind everyone in – oh, you can do an update right now, Fitzy? Sure. Get Fitzy on here for a second. Yeah, we'll get everybody going. Yeah, let's throw on the headset. We'll just tell everybody what's going on, then we'll do it on the mic here for everybody. Welcome, Fitzy. Fitzy, great to have you with us.
Steve, great to be here, man. We're excited. We got the young guns right now, the freshmen doing their own Lift for Life. They're fired up, so they're kind of doing the prelim right now.
Yeah, they are. Give us an idea. Let's go station for station here. We just watched them, for example, and we'll do this in a Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to get yourself back out there to watch the Jets and everybody else get to work.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
They just did the Van versus defense. Who won there?
Okay, we had a heck of a job. The defense actually beat the offense 7-4 right there. So the D is leading the charge.
D's leading the charge. So now they go to Station 2. What is Station 2?
Okay, Station 2 is the farmer's carry. So it's two different implements. It's a regular old barbell with a handle on it, so they hold one in each hand. And each bar is loaded with 90 pounds. So including the bar, each bar is 100 pounds. Okay, and as you can see, some of the guys are dropping them and picking up some of our little skinny minis that need to hit the training table. Okay, they're having a tough time with it. And then they're going to pick up this piece of equipment called the slog. It's a water-filled, almost giant rectangular jug, plastic jug. It's holding about 160 pounds. So they grab that, two guys, and they run over the other line.
Well, the other line. Now, when they're done with that, where are you going to take them to next?
Okay. After that, we're going to go to the med ball toss. It's kind of the old strongman event, the old keg toss, and obviously some of these guys are underage, so we can't throw a keg.
Right.
So we're going to use med ball.
Exactly. Can't do that. They're 21-year-olds, yeah. But you know what? We'll make it uniform for everybody.
Yeah, no fun, right? Right? No fun like that. Just good old clean fun. So we're going to do the old med ball throw over the goalpost, and each guy has to throw three balls over the goalpost, and the first guy to do it wins a point for his team.
Very nice. And then after done with that, and I watched your gang, by the way, when they were setting up, they had a little fun tossing it, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
They
oh,
did.
Yeah.
What's next?
We got to give some of those guys a little bit more stakes so they can get the ball over the bar.
Yeah, no kidding.
But the man, Indian tire flip, I can say Indian, I think.
Yes,
the
you
old,
can.
The Indian tire flip, that's the old Indian run. Okay, but we're going to do it. Two guys rotating in and out, flipping a tire. So you have 10 guys per tire, offense versus defense. So five sets of two, and they're trying to get that thing 35 yards. Whoever flips a tire first gets a point for his unit.
All right, and then after that, the next step.
Sled, pull, and push.
Right in front of us.
Right in front of you guys. Great event. We have a big battling rope. It's about 50 feet long. They pull that thing to them, and it has 90 pounds on a sled attached to it. So they pull that about 12 yards or so. When they get it there, then they grab the sled and put the rope be between their feet, and they kind of do a wide running push back to where the sled started. When the sled gets there, point goes to the winner.
Next up.
Stack it, one of our favorite drills.
Yeah, stack it's a cool one.
Stack it's a cool one. As we've gone school to school as professionals here, we've actually added weight to our sandbags.
Okay.
So we're trying to make Penn State the strongest team we've ever trained. So we started off with only 50-pound bags at Harvard, but that's Ivy League, so I guess that's what you do. But now we're in the Big Ten. We have 100-pound sandbags.
Right.
So we're fired up about that. And they're going to run around. They're going to run 5 yards, put a bag down, grab the next bag, 5 yards, grab the next bag, 5 yards. First one to stack it cleanly wins. There's a little bit of gamesmanship because if any part of your bag's touching, you got to get off the ground.
Yeah, start again.
Yeah, start again.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Then we're going to end with a big tug of war.
And this will be great.
Yeah, this will be great. We'll give a point tally before that, and we'll figure out how much points we're going to put on each tug of war. But that's every man in there in from the Jets. Offense versus defense, Bombers offense versus defense, Tanks offense versus defense, and we're going for broke.
Going for broke on that one.
Yep.
One quick question before I let you get back to work, and obviously I'll be emceeing this as the time goes along here today, because we want to get everybody excited about what's going on and build some excitement here, because there's a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
You have a month before training camp, 4 weeks before training camp, actually about 3.5. Do you like what you see from right in depth?
The weekend, and they just keep coming back for more. They want more. They're doing great.
Actually, there's one more I have to ask you. They gave you a new toy, and I know you love new toys. You love the sand pit. What do you do with the sand pit with these guys?
Well, Herbie Combs, who's our big bad facility gent, he is the man. So he said, what can I do for you? I said, I need a sand pit. He goes, how big? I said, you know, why don't we go 50 by 20 yards? And he goes, done. And I said to myself, geez, I should ask for 100 by 50. It was easy. But I think it's got to be the biggest sand pit in the country. And, you know, when we get in there, we have the guys imagine that they're at the beach, and they can smell the cocoa oil, and they can see the volleyball players out there. But really, we work really, really hard in the sand pit. And it's really, you just get in there, you work your legs and your lungs. We do agilities there. Everything you can do on land, we do in there, and it makes it a lot harder.
Well, thanks for everything you're doing with this. I mean, I know it's a work day for you. You transformed a work day into a day that's going to benefit a lot of people. So thanks so much.
We're jacked up about it, excited about it. And the players, most importantly, the players are excited to do this for Penn State and do it for
the young guns. Okay,
young
this
guns.
Is the young guns right here. That's what we have here. The veterans come in later, and Tanks, Bombers, and Jets will be set to go.
That's it, baby. We're ready.
Thanks, Fitzy.
Don't show diving.
81 Penn State football players have donations attached to them right now. Liftforlight.upliftingathletes.org. Of those 81, 37 have raised $100 or better to this point. And one player, by the way, is at 90 and close. All right. Next, 19 of them have raised $500 or better. 9 of those have raised $1,000 or better. And 2 have raised $10,000 or better. So defense leads the offense right now as they go through the second stage of this. And the second stage that they're going through right now is the Farmer Slog, where 90-pound barbells, one in each, and they have to take it and run it the width, just about the, actually, it would be the offensive box of the lacrosse field. That's the width. The offensive box of the width is where they are right now. And the young guns, these are the freshmen, by the way, okay? These are the freshmen. These are the kids. They're the ones working out. These are the ones that, you know, we won't get a chance to talk to because you shouldn't be talking to freshmen anyway, okay? But now that they're carrying the water across, this is a great event. And Fitzy put this thing together. The part that's really cool is that they start out by pushing a van. One offense is pushing one van. The defense is pushing the other van, and they have a finish line. And at the finish line, whoever the fuck, this is how they get points. That's how they get points.
Sounds similar to the old tough man competitions.
Well, but you have to do a tough man competition, for example, in order to get a football team ready. The winter workouts, Kevin, and the summer workouts are about tough man competition. Because in the fourth quarter of a game, when everybody's tired, everybody's banged up, you have to have something in the tank that takes care of it. You know, and so when you look at something like this, he talks about the bombers, the jets, the tanks. The tanks, of course, are the guys up front. The jets are the wideouts of the speed. Okay, so those are Fitzy's nicknames for all these things. The winter workouts, and I attended. I missed only one of the 5:30 a.m. winter workouts. I only missed one. Right, O'Brien thought I was insane. Right,
and he was right.
He told me he thought it was cool. Right, but then he told me later he thought it was cool. I said, hey, look. I said, you want everybody all in? Do you want everybody all in? He says, yes, I'm all in. He says, yeah. He says, you're all in, all right, you're nuts. I said, well, now, as for the summer workouts, they've been doing this, you know, and I mentioned that sand pit. The sand pit is not part of this, but that has been something that he added in that has been a neat element to all of this and has made a big difference. And so we have Fitzy, by the way. We have him online. So Brees, geez, it's July 13th, Kev. Brees signed.
Well, it's really about time. I mean, they have only been about $1 million away. I mean, this was basically the same deal that Brees has been looking for the whole time.
Kevin,
why wait?
Kevin, are they in camp yet?
No.
Are they? No. Okay. So did it matter whether he signed July 13th or July 4th?
Not really, but that's not the point.
No. Did it matter whether he signed July 4th or July 13th?
No.
Okay. Are they? Did they play a game yet?
No.
Then it really doesn't matter, except for the fact that it's a negotiation and it's something to talk about. That's the difference. It's something to talk about. All right? So we got defense, Bombers versus Jets, huh? Okay, I mean, defense versus offense. Now, the defense won the first time, right? And I think it's great the fact that they have it set up like this. It's going to be, I think, a lot of fun for everybody to, and again, these points will count. These points will count, all right? So.
Okay. I missed it. You might have said, what is the winning team
hold on,
get?
Hold on one second. Okay, right now, okay, defense 13, offense 9. Defense leads offense 13-9 after two stations. Defense up 13-9, two stations. Defense up by 4 points. All right, up by four. There we go. Make the announcement to everybody. Doing two things at once here, Kevin. Now,
that's talented. Point, that's multitasking at its best.
That's what I do every day. But that's the story here. Okay, so 13-9, two stations in the books. Okay, now this is going to get more intriguing as time goes. The Great Spider is here. Again, once again, you must take one moment and bid a proper homage to the Great One himself. But... So your question was, and all of the Susquehanna Valley is just aching to hear your question.
No, my question was, and you may have said it, and I may have missed it. What does the winning team receive here? Is there an award?
What does the winning team get? Do we know, Spider? That's a good question.
I thought so. Yeah.
That's a very good question. I don't know what the winning team gets.
Hey, congratulations, you won. We don't know what it is, but you won.
I mean, during the course of the winter workouts, we know what the losing team ended up having to do. But, there's Karen Caldwell, the lovely Karen Caldwell. Spider's beautiful wife is here as well, who, by the way, when you see the patches on the Penn State football uniforms at a bowl game, guess who the person is that – one by one, all 120 uniforms sews the patches on. Do you think the uniforms are delivered that way? Wrong. Karen Caldwell sews every one of them on.
And what does she get for that? Do we know that?
Well, let's face it. Okay, what happens? Well, Spider sleeps in another room the second he says you missed a spot.
Probably a good idea, yeah.
We just keep it running and running and going. That's all we do. But she should get credit for what she's one of those unsung heroes that nobody would know until you watch the game. I do mention it on the bowl broadcast every year that she does this. But still, that's one of those unsung things you look at and say, where'd the patch come from? Well, that she's the one literally individually sews each patch on. Now, right now they're at Medicine Ball. They're doing that. And we're going to try and get a hold of Eric Shrive here in a few moments. So Shrive is here. And if we get a hold of Eric, if we can find Shrive around here, that'd be great. So we'll come back with more on WKOK News Radio 1070 WKOK, the home of Kevin Herr after this.
Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their 64th annual July New Truck Sale. Choose from over 75 new F-150s with discounts up to $7,000. Sunbury Motors is loaded with Super Duty trucks. Pick from Super Cabs, Crew Cabs, Diesels, and Duallys. Save up to a whopping $10,000 on Super Duties during this July New Truck Sale. If an SUV is what you need, SMC has new 2012 Ford Escapes as low as $19,880. And 2013 Ford Explorer 4x4s from $29,970. The all-new, totally redesigned 2013 Ford Escapes are arriving daily, and Sunbury Motors has them starting at $22,680. Take $5,000 off a new 2012 Ford Edge, and they're on sale for just $25,915. Every new vehicle from Sunbury Motors comes with an extra set of tires, and 0% financing is available on many models, including 2012 F-150s for the first time this year. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Hurry before someone gets your truck!
Thirteen to nine, the defense leads it over the offense as the young guns are out there now. A little bit later, Bombers, Jets, Tanks will be out there, the veterans. Now, Fitzy has the three groups. We know what the Tanks are. The Jets, of course, that's all the speed in the outside, and, of course, the Bombers as well. And 13 to nine right now, the defense leads it over the offense, and they're on – the young guns are at level three right now, which is the medicine ball toss. That's over the goalpost. That's what they have to do at this stage. Then at 3:35, we'll talk with the man who's been the top fundraiser on this so far, Eric Shrive. He has raised nearly $30,000 individually so far. Right now, 81 different Penn State football players have donations attached to them. You can go to liftforlife.upliftingathletes.org. We will then talk to Eric Shrive. And then we'll hook in with some other Penn State football players, especially between 4 and 5 when they're over here. We'll probably be able to get, I believe we're going to get Silas Red, among others, in here. Michael Motti, Gerald Hodges, another shabby day on the show.
Listen, I'm intrigued by this medicine ball thing. You got to explain to me, they have to lift it up over the goalpost? Is this a speed thing or a repetition thing?
No, they have to throw it.
Oh, they have to
right
throw
now,
it.
Right now, you have to throw it, and you have to toss it over the crossbar, which is 10 feet. And right now they're doing it while with their back to it and flipping it over their heads backwards over the post. And you get points for each one of those.
Oh,
all right? Each
that's
one
painful.
Of those you get points for. Well, they're well-conditioned athletes.
Well, that's true. I'm looking at it from my point of view, which would be very painful for about 3 days.
Your point of view, yes, is very sad. But it's... that's what they do. This is this is a work day for them. And so what Fitzy did, see, I'll tell you what he has done. Okay? Strength and conditioning is painful. It is painful. It's tough. It's rough. It's not fun. But he has a way, Kev, of making it fun. I mean, he has a way of making this painful, terrible, awful, and fun.
Well, and it's hard enough to do it this time of year as well when everything else is going on and everything can be done outside. And being in and doing the lifting all the time, boy, I'll tell you what, that's a great way to do it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, so look, so he comes up with this touch of the van push. All right, and that's his baby. All right? And then, of course, the barbells. I mean, they're huge barbells. There's 90 pounds on each, including the bar. They have to pick it up. They have to do the width of the offensive box in lacrosse. Right in front of us, they have the sleds. All right, there are four of them, two to my left, two to my right, right in front of me. And then they have the tire flip on the other side over there. And that 100-pound, and I see the ball hit the crossbar and couldn't crawl over. So
no
you lose
good.
Points. I mean, no good is right. So that's where we are. 13-9, the defense leads the offense. We'll talk to Eric Shrive in the next half hour. He's been the top fundraiser. He's being interviewed on TV right now. Then more football players between 4 and 5. Everyone's asking one question here. Where's Sarah Bartlett? She's next with the news on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Everybody participates in Lift for Life. You can go to liftforlife.upliftingathletes.org. That's liftforlife.upliftingathletes.org. You make your donations. They're up around $90,000 now. The average over the first 9 years was $68,000. They're at 90 already and climbing. 81 different Penn State football players have donations attached to them. And it doesn't matter whether you're a scholarship guy or non-scholarship guy, you're a Penn State football player, and one of them is J.R. Rifus, Scranton's very own. J.R., welcome to the show, my man. It is great to have you with us and here with us. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, great. It's great to hear from you. All right. This really conforms a lot with what the workouts have been like this summer. Fitzy gets 8 hours with you a week. So what have the 8 hours been like, and how rewarding has it been?
Oh, it's definitely rewarding. The 8 hours, he makes sure he gets every second. That's for sure. No, we're working 4 days a week, you know, with Fitz. It's a lot of running. It's a lot of competition. He's really kind of instilling the idea of keeping us, you know, competing, always staying hungry, which is important. I think so. It's really helping. A lot of this crazy stuff, if you come out today, you're going to see a lot of the tire flips and the weight carries and a lot of stuff like that on top of the strength. And if you see so far this summer, you're going to see a lot of guys got bigger, stronger, just a better physical team.
It's a different looking team, as a matter of fact, a different looking team. Right now the defense, by the way, after the medicine ball toss up 32-12, the young guns are out there right now. But you don't, you know, I mean, you have to make up for it now because you used to be on the defense all that time, defensive tackle, defensive end, but now you are a fullback. In fact, the fullback transition started last year. Yes, he carried the ball twice in the Indiana State game. You did.
I did. No, yeah, it was awesome. To get carries in Beaver Stadium is awesome anytime. Anyway, who you're playing, you know what I mean, it's always an awesome experience. But, yeah, it's going to be hard going against my old friends, you know, on a D-line.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we're not going to beat them.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have a little ground to make up, buddy.
Ooh.
Yeah, ooh was right.
That's not fair.
32-12. It was 13-9 before they got the medicine ball.
Oh.
There was a slight problem there for the offense.
And what happened?
Well,
not good.
The defense did a lot better. Yes, astute analysis like that, you cannot put a price on. How anxious are you for training camp to begin, and how anxious are you to get into Beaver Stadium and play a game?
Oh, I mean, obviously, as soon as that last second ticks off the clock of the season before, you're pretty much ready to go.
Yeah.
You want the next season to start. That's obvious. But, we've been here all summer just working hard. It's kind of like hurry up and get here right
yeah.
now. You know what I mean? And, like, as soon as you get to strap those pads on, you know, that's the best feeling in the world. That's why we're doing it. So, I mean, we can't wait.
How are the academics going?
Awesome. Real good. Other than this intensive Spanish we're doing now, a couple of me and the other guys.
Bob, yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, look where we live. Do
yeah.
you really need it? You might someday. You
yeah, you never know, right?
You never know.
It's good to be cultured.
Man, look at me. Reef, great seeing you, buddy.
Good seeing you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, J.R. Reef is with us. I mean, you want to talk about one of the really great guys on this football team, and I talk to him a lot during the course of the year, and I can't say enough good things about him. You know, and it's once you get here, it doesn't matter if you are scholarship or not. It doesn't matter anymore. You just become a Penn State football player or a Penn State basketball player, volleyball, whatever it happens to be. Once you're in, you're in. One of those guys has been a major contributor, even though you may not have seen him in games. He's been a major contributor for the last 4 years. You know what he noticed, Kevin?
What's that?
What's that?
You know what he noticed?
What did he notice?
If they look at this, it. What they're doing right now. All right, so that's what we're doing. And we'll get the update. I mean, he's sauntering over here right now. I mean, yeah, believe me, he's indefatigable. He doesn't. He just never fatigues. All right, are we in charge of the surround sound? I don't know. What am I in charge of? Okay, you are? No? I am? I'm not in charge of anything.
Now, wait a minute. You have surround sound there?
Yes, we do. This station, offense 35-13. Young.
So excited. I think he I think he decided to hit the button. We'll have more from Live for Life out at Penn State, part of the Steve Jones Show here on WKOK.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer. They have snacks. They have soda. They have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Off the Kevin Herr iPod.
You wish your iPod sounded this good.
I don't have an iPod.
Like I said, you wish it sounded this good.
Actually, you know what? That's actually incredible. I actually do have an iPod.
You don't know how to use it, but you have one.
No, I actually, every once in a while on the plane, I just haven't had it on in probably months.
There, that's going to be something we should put on the webpage. What should Steve have on his iPod?
If you want, sure. If you even want to suggest what I should have my iPod, that's great. Somebody was suggesting to me today, though, that I should do Twitter. That's not a question of how I feel about it. It's just, you know, I just find most of the Twitter traffic nonsense.
Well, now, why is it that I've been working for about 6 months to try and get you to do this, and somebody says, you know, you should use Twitter, and you're like, oh, yeah, that's a great idea.
No, she's cute. No.
That explains it, then. That explains everything.
No. I was explaining to her why I don't. I said, you do all this stuff, and guess what? I said, does it really matter? She said, your stuff would be funny. I said, well, maybe it would be, but I said, I find it mostly nonsense. And there we go. It's like the offense is getting some things done here in the sled thing. About time.
I was going to say, they're running out of time to get it done.
35-13. Wait till they get to the tug of war part. Now these are the young guns. These are the guys that people will not, that the media will not be allowed to interview today. But this is what the crowd will start gathering. We're still about an hour and 10 minutes away from actually starting the veterans part of the event, the part everybody comes out for. But a lot of people are getting interviewed by various people. We'll get a chance to talk to them as well and do it. And we'll have a lot of fun. You know, did you hear the news today down south?
Yes.
Drew Brees signed.
Yes, he did. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for the update.
Pac-12 Big Ten agreement is gone. It's just not going to happen. And the problem is not the Big Ten, it's the Pac-12. The Pac-12 just cannot schedule this thing right. There are 8 of the 12 schools that were willing to go along with this. 4 were not. I know for a fact that USC and Stanford were 2 of them. The Pac-12, when they were the Pac-10, decided to go with a lineup where they play everybody, 9 teams. They had 9 opponents in the conference, so they played everybody. So the Big Ten actually twice in the early 80s. The early to mid-80s, and I'm part of the ball scholarships, your fencing scholarships, your softball scholarships, your soccer scholarships, and things like that. Those sports are not self-sustaining. So that's why the football and basketball money is important to sustain all of that. So the Pac-12, that means getting home games important in football because you can make some money doing that with revenue. And the 7's important. Well, every other year, if you're playing 9 conference games, that means you have to have every other year all 3 of your non-conference games at home. Makes it difficult. Well, the Pac-12 has certain schools that already have some existing non-conference contracts in place that are on an every-year basis. USC every year plays Notre Dame. every year, as we all know. They either play them in Los Angeles in the last game of the regular season, or else they play in October at Notre Dame. Every year they do this series. Stanford plays Notre Dame every year. So each one of those two schools only had two openings on their schedule, and they were going to fill it with a Big Ten school. Well, it became very difficult for them to consider in terms of the scheduling that they needed to get to make it happen. So they didn't want to do it. All 12 Big Ten teams were willing to do it. Basketball, all 12 wanted to do it, but now the agreement is off between the two, and it's not going to happen. It was going to begin in 2017. So now the Big Ten has to make a decision, because before the Big Ten, before this agreement with the Pac-12 came up, the Big Ten had agreed to move to 9 conference games in 2017. Then they shelved it back to 8 when the Pac-12 agreement came back up. In 2 weeks, when Jim Delaney meets with the media, the question is going to be, will 9 be back on the table again? Will 9 be back on the table? And we'll find out. I hope not. I think 8's the right number. I think 8's the right number. I think trying to put together a conference schedule where you have more than half your games on the road every other year, it's a tough way to go. I don't think it's a fair way to go. But that's just an opinion on that down the road. So, what's your opinion on it?
I really don't have an opinion on it. I mean, I'd love to see the Big Ten and the Pac-12 be able to do something on a regular basis. I think that would be fun to watch. Yeah. But I also understand. Yeah, I also understand the challenges that creates too.
No question about it. It does create challenges, no doubt. And we're going to start getting some of the veterans to come down here pretty soon. Now, there's what happens that we're actually on the field. I mean, we're actually on the field. There's actually a media row that they negotiate through before they get here, but we're actually the ones that are on the field. And so we'll be able to corral some of them as time goes along.
The Steve Jones media row is what you're talking about, right?
Well, you know, Adam Gress is over there being interviewed now, Gerald Hodges, Stephon Morris. You know, I can see all of them over on the side road. You can't really get in the side road. I think you can do it from the back, but you can't do it because it's blocked off right now. And the reason the road's blocked off coming in is there's a lot of construction to the left of the lacrosse field here. It's all the sewage lines being put in for the Pagoula Ice Arena. And the steel is going up on that. You can see where the seats are going to be on the one side. And also they're starting the roofing on one side as well. So that's what they have. So it's going along well, going along swimmingly.
You know, tonight
we'll get our hands on some players.
Tonight starts something very new for this week especially. I'm going to start getting text alerts again on baseball games. It's been so long since they played a game, I forgot I actually got those text alerts, and I didn't realize I wasn't getting them anymore.
Well, here's the problem with I think that was a union issue, but here's the issue I have with it. I can understand them wanting a day off somewhere on the line, but when you're looking at Major League Baseball, NBA Finals are over. Stanley Cup Finals are over. U.S. Open Golf Championship is over. Wimbledon is over. Okay? Then on the horizon, you have the British Open next week. You have the Summer Olympics starting with the opening ceremony 2 weeks from tonight. And then you have NFL training camps opening. This was one of the 2 weeks where they had everything to themselves. 3 weeks where they had everything to themselves, and they took several days off. Fitzy update time. Here we go.
Going to the last station.
Okay, last station.
Defense 40,
offense 17. All right, whoops, I'll take that out of there. There we go. Defense 40, offense 17. How about that? So right now the score is the defense 40, the offense 17. Defense 40, offense 17 with 5 in the book so far. Defense 40, offense 17 for Young Guns. And that's the quick announcement that we make here on the system for everybody. We try to double up between the two. Here comes Shrive now. Kind of really going by Massaro. Massaro's going up there. Massaro's wearing a headband. Here comes Shrive now. And, you know, you look at what they've been able to do. It's been remarkable. I mean, they're up over $90,000 now in fundraising. And get Shrive over here in 1 second and talk to him, because he's been the leading fundraiser. Now, it's more personal for him. He actually has an uncle, I believe, that has kidney cancer, and that's why he's been able to you know, I think he'd be very passionate about this. But still, the amount of money he's raised has been remarkable. And he's coming over here now, and he'll be battling for one of those guard spots. He's right in the thick of it, and probably in the best shape of his life. And we'll get him over here and talk in just a second here as he makes his way over to the broadcast area.
We've also made it a little easier for you to get online, too, at stevejonesshow.com. Yeah. You'll find a link there, so that'll make it easier for you.
Right. Yeah. Eric. This is personal for you in a lot of ways. Give us an idea why it is personal for you as you have raised the amount of money that you have.
Well, I got involved when I was a freshman and really just, you know, rep bracket and, you know, just trying to, you know, get involved with some of the things of the team. But then last year my uncle had kidney cancer and I really saw the struggles that he went through, you know, just finding a doctor and stuff like that. So I really, you know, took a leadership role and got involved. And, you know, this year I set out to do $25,000, and right now I'm at $31,000.
But the overall, the number, I think, is up over $90,000 now in an event that has averaged $68,000. 81 of your teammates have donations attached to them right now. 38 of them now are $100 or better. You have, of those 38, you have 19 that are $500 or better. Of that group, 9 are 1,000 or better, and then 2 of you are over 10,000. What does that tell you about your team that 81 of them have donations attached to them right now?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reason we come here to Penn State. You know, we knew that Penn State was about something special, and this is one of the events that makes Penn State special. And, you know, it's about going into Beaver Stadium and winning games on Saturday afternoons, but it's about coming out here on a Friday night to help some people that are less fortunate.
And you've been able to do that. One thing Uplifting Athletes is able to do, by the way, is it's rare diseases, and kidney cancer, of course, being one of them. This is one of the top, if not the top, Uplifting Athletes fundraiser in the country. I want to talk about you personally. You look to me like you were in the best shape of your career.
Coach Fitz and his guys have really got me right. Yeah, I got to go out there and prove something personally for myself. You know, I came in here as a 5-star recruit, and I'll be the first one to tell you I haven't really done much yet. But, you know, I'm looking forward to this camp and get myself on the field this year.
It looks like the weight distribution on you is different. I mean, you know, in terms of arms, leg, everything just looks a little bit different on you right now.
Yeah, you know, that's an attest to some of the weightlifting and weight training we're doing and the running and stuff. And, I mean, I wake up looking forward to work out with Coach Fitz and his guys. And, you know, I think the change was great for me right when it happened. And I needed something like that to spark me.
What about the quickness part of it, the ability now to get off the line of scrimmage and get moving? Do you sense that explosion now that maybe you did not have before?
Yeah, you know, there's some of the fast twitch muscles, and that all goes back to the squats that we're doing right now. And, you know, them squats, and they're just going to keep going up. You know, Coach Fitz started us all with the bar, and now you got guys moving 300 and 400 pounds of weight.
Now you look at the competition. He throws the two vans out here, which is going to be the first competition will be the van push. His ability to make something extremely difficult, competitive, and fun, what has that meant?
You look down there and you see two 6,500-pound vans, and only him would come up with something like that.
That's right.
I mean, so people, the fans are going to come here and they're going to say, hey, that must be for the, you know, in case someone gets injured. No, we're going to get behind them things and push them. You know, someone might get injured doing it, but, you know, it's going to be a great event. Wait until you see them two things full of water over there. They're 165 pounds each.
Right.
And you're going to run across the field with them.
But there's a buddy system to that.
Yeah, you got a little teammate helping you there. But, you know, the tire flips. The tires are 680 pounds.
Yeah.
I mean, it's extraordinary. You see the people lining up now. It's going to be a great event. And I'm just really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it as well. Looking forward to seeing you in a month as well, Eric. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Congratulations on what you've raised. But also, I have a funny feeling Eric Shrive's about to stride.
Thank you very much, Steve.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Eric Shrive with us. Appreciate it very much talking to Eric out there today. Well, he's over $31,000 now. They're up over $90,000. Come on over, Morris. Get Steph in here as well. Get Steph on Morris. Now, this guy, you want to talk about this guy. This guy turned in a spring camp, one of the best I've seen around here. Steph, good to see you, buddy.
Nice seeing you too, man. How you been?
I'm doing great, Stefan. The spring. it looks to me like you're now, even though we're going to this, one quick question. You've been able to get it now, really play the kind of game that you want to play now, right?
Yes, sir.
Which is, what kind of game is that?
Aggressive man-to-man defense.
Aggressive man-to-man. Top of the hour of the news. So I got two questions in with you, buddy. Thanks so much.
Okay.
All right, Stephon Morris with us. We'll come up with the news at the top of the hour here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.